I'd like to tell you a little about the light coastal forces, the small, fast ships, motor torpedo boats and motor gunboats and motor launches, which are fighting in these waters, mostly at night, against enemy convoys and their escorts over on the other side, and against the E-boats which come across this side to attack our convoys. And particularly, I want to tell you about one man whose name became a byword in these battles. It isn't easy to imagine these high-speed encounters in the darkness, with the rumble and roar of the engines and the smother of spray and the blinding streaks of tracer crisscrossing ahead or lobbing apparently so slowly and harmlessly towards you. You may have been out night after night for weeks, perhaps for months, without a sight of the enemy. But then, suddenly, one night your luck is in and you get into a battle. I wonder if I can give you some sort of a picture of what it looks and feels like. I think the most exciting part is the actual moment when the enemy is first sighted. When you've been scanning the horizon with glasses continuously for perhaps hours, often you begin to imagine things and to think you see whole strings of ships which aren't there. But then suddenly there is something there. You look away quickly and then back to it again and yes, there it is. A black blob breaking the line of the horizon. Sometimes, of course, if the night is dark, action is joined almost at once, at perhaps 100 yards range. But at other times, for instance, when there's a moon, you may have sighted the enemy far enough away to be able to stalk him for quite a long while, perhaps half an hour or more, keeping him between you and the moon's track, going slowly because if you went fast, he would see the white plume of your bow wave. If you can get close enough before being sighted, you may be able to get in the first shot with perhaps devastating results. But if the Hun spots you before you've got into a decisive range, he probably fires star shells over you in order to try and silhouette you. They make you feel very much alone, these star shells dangling overhead on their parachutes. They're pretty well the same as the flares that the bombers drop, and, well, you know how naked they make you feel. If you've been spotted, a little fan of green tracer bullets comes out of the enemy ship. It seems to come at first quite slowly towards you, and then suddenly it zips past your ear, and a great din breaks out as your own guns return the fire and tracers fly in blinding streams. And in the middle of all that, you've got to try and think of the technical things, like firing torpedoes and making signals and working out where you'll be in 2 minutes' time. It's really quite a good exercise in concentration. In this sort of fighting, as I suppose in any kind of specialized fighting, there are a few who combine those particular qualities of cool leadership and complete knowledge of the technical side of their job that make their battles decisive. Such a one was Lieutenant Commander Robert Hitchens, RNVR, whose loss 2 weeks ago was the most tragic blow to coastal forces, and indeed to England. He was a man cut out for the job, a West Country solicitor whose spare time interests were in motor racing and dinghy sailing. He was known throughout coastal forces as Hitch, and it isn't any exaggeration to say that most of the tactical theory of motor gunboats was first developed and practiced by him. But the chief thing about him was the way he could lead and the confidence he gave to the officers and men of his flotilla. I remember one of them telling me that his only fear on going into action was that he wouldn't satisfy Hitch. And it wasn't limited to his own flotilla, this inspiration. It spread around and developed the spirit which put our coastal forces on top whenever they met the enemy, by virtue not of their guns, but of their determination. Hitch's first great action in motor gunboats was back in 1941, on a night when the Germans were staging a big E-boat attack on our East Coast convoy, along the stretch known as E-boat Alley. Hitch was sent out with 3 gunboats to intercept and Soon after he'd started, one of them broke down and had to be sent back. Then his own boat broke down too. She was reduced to considerably less than half her full speed. Well, most of us would have said, with some justification, that we were in no fit state to meet the enemy and would probably have limped back to harbour. Not so Hitch. He amended his intercepting course for his reduced speed and met and engaged at least five E-boats, one of which was abandoned by the enemy and finally sunk. 5-2. Those were the sort of odds Hitch seemed to revel in. This encounter was after the E-boats had carried out their attack on the convoy. But what Hitch was determined to do was to get at them and turn them back before they attacked. Some months later, a year ago last Wednesday to be exact, he brought it off in a most spectacular fight. He lay in wait for the E-boats emerging from their base on a calm and misty night, and presently he heard the noise of their engines approaching. When they were almost abreast of him, he started up and roared in to attack them. This time the odds were 6-2 against him. But Hitch went up the line, engaging each in turn at a range of 100 yards. He damaged several, he set one on fire, and he headed off the leader, so that the whole party of them turned back for home. Soon after that, he fought what he himself regarded as his most successful action. He lay in wait off the entrance of Cherbourg Harbour and surprised a party of E-boats just as they were entering at slow speed. For 12 minutes, the MGBs engaged them at a range of about 100 yards before the Germans ashore recovered from their surprise and began firing star shells, and indeed everything they had. There were two larger torpedo boats lying a quarter of a mile away, and Hitch fired at them in passing before disengaging to the northward. Then he stopped about 4 miles away. The battle was still going on with undiminished vigour. The torpedo boats were firing at the E-boats, and the E-boats were even firing at the shore, and the shore batteries were replying to both. Two of the E-boats were blazing furiously, and Hitch's MGBs had nothing to show for it but a few small holes and two very minor casualties. Hitch had been on 148 operations, which included 14 actions. He was awarded the DSO twice and the DSC three times, and he was twice mentioned in dispatches as well. He was killed instantaneously on April the 13th. The country lost a great man, and those who were lucky enough to know him lost an inspiring friend.